Epilogue. You are wearied, my boy says. He is standing at my elbow, and I do not know how long he has been there. He reaches forward slowly to lift the pen from my lax grip. Wearily, I regard the faltering trail of ink it has tracked down my page. I have seen that shape before, I think. But it was not ink then. A trickle of drying blood on the deck of a red ship, and mine, the hand that spilled it? Or was it a tendril of smoke rising black against a blue sky as I rode too late to warn a village of a red ship raid? Or poison swirling and unfurling yellowly in a simple glass of water, poison I had handed someone, smiling all the while? The artless curl of a strand of woman's hair left upon my pillow? Or the trail of a man's heels left in the sand as we dragged the bodies from the smouldering tower at Seal Bay? The track of a tear down a mother's cheek as she clutched her forged infant to her despite his angry cries? Like red ships, the memories come without warning, without mercy. You should rest, the boy says again, and I realize I am sitting, staring at a line of ink on a page. It makes no sense. Here is another sheet spoiled, another effort to set aside. Put them away, I tell him, and do not object as he gathers all the sheets and stacks them haphazardly together. Herbery and history, maps and musings, all are hodgepodge in his hands, as they are in my mind. I can no longer recall what it was I set out to do. The pain is back, and it would be so easy to quiet it. But that way lies madness, as has been proven so many times before me. So instead, I send the boy to find 2 leaves of carry me and ginger root and peppermint to make a tea for me. I wonder if one day I will ask him to fetch 3 leaves of that Chiordan herb. Somewhere, a friend says softly, no. This concludes Assassin's Apprentice. Please visit our website, www.tantor.com, for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks, and to take advantage of special offers. Or call toll-free 877-7-TANTOR to request a catalogue.